This is the show about the most sophisticated, most prestigious football club ever. This is the Juve Show.
Hello guys, and welcome back to the Juve Show.
So today we'll be talking about the win over Atalanta, and that was yesterday.
And the upcoming Spal matchup.
Yeah.
Which is on Saturday.
And, yeah, so the upcoming Spal match. So, also, guys, we are in the final of Coppa Italia.
Woo! 50-something days away.
Yeah, 50-something days away.
So long!
Against AC Milan. So,
yeah,
that's something to look out for. That's going to be pretty good. It's going to be a very good game.
Guys, my computer just died. I'm so mad right now.
And, okay, so in Champions League, for the Champions League stats,
so we have 7 possible opponents for the draw on Friday afternoon, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock European time, 11 o'clock English time, and 7 a.m. Eastern time.
And so, we'll be watching the draw tomorrow, and I think we're all very excited to see this out.
So they can play any 7. That includes Barcelona,
Real Madrid, Liverpool, FC
Man
Basel,
City, Barcelona,
FC Basel, Roma, Bayern. All of those, and
not PSG though.
Liverpool, not PSG. And also Liverpool. So
not Liverpool, PSG.
Liverpool pulled it through on an aggregate of 5-0.
Yeah, not PSG and Manchester United are not in the
big. Actually, it was quite the PSG Real Madrid was quite a match. Man U, no one expected Sevilla.
No, I'm happy. I mean,
I'm happy, honestly, but, I'm happy, honestly, but, I think it was very surprising for a few people. Anyway.
I was surprised. Yeah. I thought they were going to lose, but I was hoping that Sevilla was going to win, which is good, so.
Yeah. So.
Juve and everything, so.
So. Yeah, we have a lot of games ahead of us in Champions League. I'm hoping
at least 2 more.
At least 2 more. What do you guys think about the final of Coppa Italia? I mean,
that's a long time.
It's in a long time, but I think we could pull it through.
Yeah.
Versus AC Milan. I mean, it's a good matchup, but I think this is gonna be a great opportunity for Milan. But I don't know if Milan will be able to win.
No.
So because if you look at us, we won against Lazio 1-0. Milan won in penalties against
Milan. Versus Lazio. Milan. No, Milan won versus Lazio.
Yeah, I know. I was talking about the other one.
Yeah,
against Lazio.
So the other day.
Yeah.
In Serie A.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm still. Yeah. Anyway, so even though it was in Serie A, we beat Lazio 1-0, and excuse me. Sorry, I'm just looking here.
I'm disappointed with Mario Mandzukic's performance the other day.
It was not the greatest.
No,
he was playing more towards the left side of the pitch. And, I mean, if you can see.
It wasn't right. I don't know. It says something.
But he was playing more side towards the left side of the pitch. But the thing is he's a
left winger.
Yeah, he's a left winger.
He should be playing forward, but
I think
he should be playing forward. I don't want to sell him though. He's a talented player, physical. He's the perfect guy. He's really good. But he's not as good as Higuain. He doesn't have the talent as Higuain. But his physicality beats anyone.
I think Mario Mandzukic and Higuain should both be up front.
No.
Well, not both be up front, but one of those two should switch every once in a while, because I don't think Higuain should always be the striker.
He's very talented.
He is very talented, but I think Mario Mandzukic is just as talented, or maybe a little less talented, but just as.
He's physical, though. That's what makes him a good attacking midfielder, is because he's very physical, and he can,
yeah.
He can, like, he's very good at headers. So when you put him up in the corner situations, true, or in the set piece situations, he can come through for you on a header. Because he's physical, he matches up against those defenses. Like, most forwards can't match up to those defenses, like the physicality of a defense. But Mario can.
Yeah, he can. So, we'll take a break here on the Juve show. We'll be back in a minute. Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Juve show. Grant's going to do his players to watch for segment. And just sit back and relax to the stats and the players. Here we go.
Okay, so first up, our upcoming opponent, Spal, we have number 23, Francesco Vicheri, and he has 26 appearances, and he plays for the Italy U21 team.
So talented young player.
A young, talented player. Very, very good. A huge playmaker, and he's a young, upcoming rising star for the whole world, I think. And up next, we have for Spal, number 7, Marco Antonucci. And he has had 22 appearances in Serie A, 8 goals, and 5 assists in Serie A, Tim, this year. And so now up next for Juventus, we have number 11, Douglas Costa. And he's had an amazing last few performances. He's had 21 appearances in Serie A, 2 goals, and 6 assists. Very, very talented player.
Yeah. He's pretty young, isn't he, though, too?
Yeah. Like he's 20. Average.
27.
Yeah. Number 4, and then finally, for Juventus, number 14, Blaste Matuidi.
Coming off of a really good performance.
Yeah. A really, really good performance.
He had a goal in the last game against
Atalanta.
His performance itself showed another thing.
Yeah.
He had an amazing performance.
Amazing.
He's had 23 appearances in Serie A this year. 3 goals and 1 assist. That's very good. And, very, very, very great player.
And we don't want to lose sight of him on the national team. He is a extremely great player for France, and in my opinion, he's one of the upholders that uphold France to maybe go to the World Cup one day.
Yeah,
might be in the World Cup someday. He will be one of a greater player someday. He's just getting started, I believe.
He is actually one of the French national team's captain, actually, right now. He is.
So,
if you see right here.
Yeah. So, after this, I hope you guys enjoyed the players to watch for.
Yeah.
We'll be calling in to our listeners. We have two followers, but one sadly could not be on the show quite today. And we'll be back in a minute. We'll see you next. Or we'll see you in a second here on the Juve show.
Okay. Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Juve show. And we're going to be calling into our subscriber, Harry. Here we go.
Hey, Harry.
Hi, guys. I am just such a large fan of you guys. Like, I watch this when I'm pooping. I watch this every minute. This is such a good show. I love Juve so much. You guys are such great hosts.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That was our subscriber.
Harry. That's awesome. You know, it's great to have people in our community.
and like the community of football actually watching her shows is amazing.
Even when they're pooping, it's such a great, such a great.
Okay, next up, let's talk.
That was our listening.
Thank you, Harry, for listening to the UA show.
Okay, we'll be back in just a second with our segment called League Stats.
Dude, just,
we'll be back
I'll
in the
just,
middle. Hello, guys, and welcome back to the UA show. So today, or right now, for this segment, we're going to be doing our League Stats segment. So last time, I believe we looked at Serie A.
Yes.
So
yeah, we did.
I think
sure of it.
This time we'll look at Champions League.
Yes, just coming.
So Champions League. So we have PSG getting out. Real Madrid winning over them 2-1. We
five,
have
2-5 on aggregate.
2-5 on aggregate. We have Liverpool and Porto tying, but Liverpool won on an aggregate of 5-0.
Juve won 2-1 in the last leg. Send them 3-4 an aggregate to the UEFA Champions League
round of eight
for the fourth time out of six seasons.
So and then Man City got out to FC Basel, with a 5-2 aggregate. So,
but Basel still won. Manchester
Basel City. Still won,
yeah.
And they
Basel
pulled it
won
through.
The what do you call it? The singing game, but it just won it enough to go through to the next round.
So
5-2 an aggregate.
Roma won against Shakhtar Donetsk. 1-0 with an aggregate of 2-2.
So that means Roma goes through on away goals.
Yep. So, and Man United lost to Sevilla with an aggregate of 1-2. So, that was a fantastic game. Hunter will be telling you about the next few games.
So, the next games are an 8-1 aggregate of Bayern Busquets. That was a 1-8 aggregate. But the final score was 3-1. Busquets getting in a good goal.
Yeah.
4-1 on aggregate. FC Barcelona, Chelsea. But FC Barcelona kind of just nutmegged their way to the Champions League round of...
They did. They just nutmegged their way.
16. They nutmegged their way.
So, Champions League doing real well. So, Coppa Italia has been doing pretty good. In the finals, we have Juventus and Milan, and that is on, that's in a little bit, anyway.
That's June 9th. Wait,
May 9th.
Oh, yes, sir.
May 9th.
May 9th. In Rome. In Rome, so that'll be a fantastic game, I think.
The time is still to be determined if you haven't checked that yet.
So I think we're going to win Coppa Italia.
I hope.
That is my prediction.
It's going to be a tough game.
Serie A, if we look at it here, we have a game against Spal, so that's next. That's Saturday at 3:45 p.m.
At 8:45 in Europe. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then we're playing Milan again, but this time in Serie A.
I think it's 8:45 their time.
It's March 31st, so
in Europe. So big
game.
One under the lights, I think. Should be a good atmosphere for the Battle of the North, I call it.
We are now 4 points ahead of Napoli over a match day. So even if we lose this upcoming match day, we'll still be a point ahead.
I think we'll win this game, though.
But I'm just pointing that out there.
Yeah,
if we still lose the game, we would still be up by 1 point.
Yeah. Yeah, Spal has a 9% chance of winning. Juventus has a 72% chance of winning, and there's a 19% chance of a draw. And so, that's going to be a good game. our next game against Milan and Serie A. Milan has a 13% with Juve at a 63% and draw at a 24%. So both Juve games are in favor of them. excuse me. But, yeah, it will be a really good few weeks. And, yeah, it's going to be amazing. So, I just hope that Juve can pull it through and we can win the Italian Super Cup. And, and possibly maybe even Champions League. That would be an amazing accomplishment.
As always.
I think the only two teams that would might be in our way is like
there's a lot of teams.
I mean, Real Madrid.
Real Madrid is favorites to win, obviously. They can make a three-peat, but I don't think they will.
Maybe Barcelona, but I don't quite know about that. yeah, so Barcelona
not make their way to the Champions League quarterfinals.
And so
I don't know if they didn't have Lionel Messi, they'd be toast right now.
But I think between all the teams, the top three to come out is probably Juve, Real Madrid, and Barcelona, just skimming over it. I mean, Bayern has a pretty okay chance. I mean, but they played a decently easy team for them to get into the round of eight. And I think FC Basel is going to go down in their next game.
Because Man City won 5-2 in aggregate. Man City, though, might be somebody to watch out for. I mean, maybe not.
So, yeah, I think...
Man City is winning the EPL, but EPL...
Man City won...
The EPL isn't good anymore, I don't think.
It's dropping.
Anyway, so Barcelona, Juve, and Real Madrid, I think, have the best chance...
Of winning,
at least going into the four.
All depends on they could play each other.
They could, yeah.
Barcelona,
they could play each
Real
other.
Madrid could do a classic.
Yeah, we'll see in the draw. We'll see in the draw, and we'll tell you about the draw in our next episode. But so enough of that. We are slowly growing. Soon we'll be coming out with a website. And if you want to see our contact information, I think that was two episodes ago at the very end, if you want to rewatch that. But,
yeah,
so just feel free to contact us through via Twitter or email. Anyway, so thank you guys for watching.
Yeah, thanks.
We
appreciate it.
We'll see you guys later here on the Juve Show.